Here's how to make this profit plan work for you. 1. Start by finding a hungry niche market. Once you do that, then find out what they're already buying. As usual, there's no reason to innovate when you can latch onto a profit from a sure thing. 2. Find PLR content similar to what your niche is already buying. Search Google for your keywords alongside the word PLR or similar. So, for example, weight loss PLR. 3. Tweak the content. Minimally, that means rewrite the introduction, rewrite the conclusion, rename the chapters and create a new title. Ideally, you should also add to or otherwise modify the content to make it your own. Quick tip, you may also nicheify the content, which means you tweak it to speak directly to a niche market. So a general weight loss book could become safe weight loss for teenagers. To get the most benefit from your PLR investment, you can keep modifying the product to spawn dozens of new products aimed at different niches. So your weight loss book might also be tweaked to target new moms, senior citizens, sedentary office workers, people in wheelchairs and so on. 4. Set up a lead capture system and sales funnel. You may pull in a tidy upfront profit from your PLR content, but the real money lays hidden in the back end. That means you should always be selling more products to your existing customers. You can keep selling PLR content, of course. You can even set up a membership site to tap into the back-end income effortlessly. 5. Create a sales letter, or tweak the sales letter includes in the package. And then 6. Drive traffic to your site and start counting your money. As you can see, this is an extremely fast and easy way to start making money. Whereas it might take you weeks or even months to create your own product and start selling it, you can buy a PLR package in the morning and be making a profit in the afternoon. Number 9. Trade products online. I call this little $10,000 a month strategy trading, since it not only utilizes common trading marketplaces, but also because the products will only be in your possession for a short amount of time. You can also think of it as flipping products, since you'll be buying products at a low price and selling for a tidy profit. You're probably wondering what types of products you can flip. If you've read the rest of this report, then you already know the answer. Specifically, you need to find a hungry market first, and then give them what they're already buying. And as usual, be sure to specialize by focusing on one ravenous niche. Tip: not sure what to sell? If you have any interest in antiques and collectibles, then that's one avenue you might want to pursue. Selling antiques and collectibles is virtually recession-proof. Even if the sales slow for a while, the price almost never goes down, as the general trend for the value of an antique is to rise year after year. Now, what makes this $10,000 strategy different from some of the others we've talked about are the following 2 points. This strategy focuses solely on physical products. You'll have your phone ringing off the hook with people who want to sell their products to you for dirt cheap. So, how does it work? Like this. 1. Figure out what products you're going to sell. Maybe you'll sell antique pocket watches, baseball cards, unusual artwork, jewelry or anything else. Find a hungry market who's already buying these products, and you're in business. 2. Learn everything you can about these products, especially if they're antiques or collectibles. Find out what markings make them extra rare and valuable, as well as what can detract from the price. Study eBay closed auctions to get a feel for the price ranges of these products. 3. Find cheap products. Once you know the minimum these products generally sell for, then seek out products for less than that amount. Example, if you have known that a certain type of pocket knife sells in a range of $50 to $125, with most selling for around $75, then your job is to buy these knives for less than $50. Here are the best sources to find these products, or to have buyers contacting you. A. Place an ad on Craigslist. If you're dealing in small products that are easy to ship, then you can place ads in cities far away from you. Don't make the ad about you, make it about the benefits the reader will receive. For example, get cash for your old pocket watches. B. Place want ads in your local paper. C. Place want ad flyers in your neighborhood. D. Ask for referrals from everyone you know, especially those who've sold something to you in the past. E. Go to local rummage sales, flea markets and estate auctions. F. Search online auctions, like eBay or even niche auctions, for mislabeled products, misspelled products, products with poor descriptions or pictures, etc. You can pick up bargain-priced products that you can quickly flip for a profit. Once you have the products in hand, all you have to do is take good pictures of them, write compelling auction descriptions and immediately flip them on eBay, niche auction sites, Yahoo, auctions, or even on Craigslist.org. Once you've built up a buyer's list, then you can start selling these products directly to your list.